Hold on to that. Hold on to the presence in which experience happens. And recognize that experience is in time, but you, that which has the experience, is not in time. The same awareness when you were a baby, the same awareness when you were a teenager, now, and because it's not in time, we are told by the great luminaries of all time, the sages of the Upanishads, that this awareness that you are is not subject to birth or death. Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, water cannot wet it, wind cannot dry it, weapons cannot shatter it, fire cannot burn it. You are that. All this is that, and that alone is. So without that self-awareness, life could go by as a dream, but to wake up to it is the goal of our life. Waking up to presence, waking up to spirit, waking up to our soul cannot be done through a system of thought, be it religion or philosophy or theology or science. Because reality is not a system of thought. Reality is that which gives rise to thought. And as we trace thought back to its source, we realize it is also the source of perception, it is also the source of feeling, it is also the source of everything that happens in our life, our personal relationships, our social interactions, that which we call the world, the universe. It arises and subsides in our own being. And that is the highest intelligence. Being is the highest intelligence. Feeling comes after that. Feeling that we call love, compassion, joy, equanimity. And then thinking, but not dogmatic thinking, but living the questions. And if we live the questions, then life moves us into the answers. And finally, the last is doing. We're living in a society today where everybody is doing, doing, doing. Bundles of conditioned reflexes and nerves constantly being triggered by people and circumstance into predictable-like outcomes. We are algorithms, we are biological robots, because we have not woken up to that in which all experience happens. So I shall close now. Wish you good luck, Godspeed. But don't forget that God's language is silence, and everything else is poor translation. Thank you.